Okay, so you think Washington's politicians are fractious? Well, take a look at Italy, where the government in Rome changes quicker than the models do backstage in Milan. The government of Prime Minister Romano Prodi fell this week after he lost a key foreign policy vote. Now the president is trying to form a new coalition government. NPR's Silvia Pujoli reports from Rome.
The sudden fall of the Prodi government has stunned Italians, despite the country's long reputation for revolving door governments. Yesterday, at a newspaper kiosk in central Rome, passersby were commenting on headlines. One paper proclaimed, "Government commits suicide." Front pages were filled with photographs of the main culprits, two radical leftist senators who voted against the government's foreign troop commitments in Afghanistan and the expansion of a U.S. base here in Italy. Maria Cartoni says she feels despair. Why didn't they pass a conflict of interest law immediately, she says? Why didn't they pass a new electoral law? Why didn't they do all these things? Giuseppe Cartoni, a pensioner, jumps in, saying, "It's shameful, shameful what happened. These extreme leftists," he says, "should have been kicked out of the government long ago. We can't go on with these people. They are simply too infantile." Cartoni says, "If it means staying in opposition forever, so be it." The two radical leftist senators who triggered the crisis have become the targets of thousands of protest emails by supporters to their party's websites. The least offensive call them irresponsible and ideological buffoons. One of them, traveling by train back to his hometown of Ferrara, was punched in the nose by a local authority of his own party. A sense of disappointment is palpable. At his Rome shop, where he restores old furniture, Italo Cerboni is worried that the only option now is early elections.
If we vote now, we would be back at square one. I'm afraid Silvio Berlusconi would be re-elected. We all know that Italians hate to pay taxes.
It's called the B factor. The specter of Berlusconi's return to power is the original glue behind the nine-party center-left coalition, ranging from centrists and Catholics to communists. Prodi needed the radical leftists to defeat Berlusconi's center-right grouping, but their ideological rigidity repeatedly clashed with the government's foreign policy. Ultra-leftist leaders took part in pro-Palestinian marches where Italian, Israeli, and U.S. flags were burned, and where militants chanted slogans in support of the Iraqi insurgency. Gianfranco Pasquino of the Johns Hopkins Center in Bologna says the Prodi government was undermined by its own in-house opposition.
The government was weak and it was bound to fall at any point in time. It was only uncertain when.
Last weekend, several radical leftist MPs marched in Vicenza to protest the expansion of a U.S. base that had been approved by the government. In a last-ditch effort to salvage his government, at a late-night meeting, Prodi secured his partner's agreement to a 12-point non-negotiable government program that would give him the last say on conflicts and divisions. But it's still not clear whether the B factor will be enough to ensure full discipline within Prodi's disconnected coalition. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News, Rome.